You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Labeling the Congress manifesto as the stamp of the Muslim League, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during an interview with News 18, said it was his responsibility to bring out the truth of the Congress manifesto in an unbiased manner on the basis of facts. PM Modi asked whether the manifesto of any political party during the elections is just for showpieces. Earlier on 5th April, the Congress party released its manifesto for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections and stressed the economic empowerment of minorities. Congress promised to ensure that banks would provide institutional credit to minorities without discrimination. The Prime Minister indirectly pointed out Chairman of the Indian Overseas Congress, Sam Pitrodas' comments on inheritance tax law and said that the BJP-led government is talking about development and inheritance, and on the other hand Congress is talking about plundering. Five women and three children were killed and 23 persons injured when a goods vehicle they were travelling in collided with a truck in Chhattisgarh's Bemetara district, police said on Monday. The accident took place late Sunday night near Katia village when the victims were returning after attending a family function, a senior police official said. The victims, natives of Pathara village, were returning after attending a family function in Tiraya village, the official said. The goods vehicle collided with the mini truck that was parked by the roadside, the official said. The injured persons were admitted to two hospitals. Later, four critically injured persons were shifted to All India Institute of Medical Sciences Raipur, he said. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita said her husband has been in jail without his guilt proven, as she appeared for a second roadshow in as many days seeking people's votes against the dictatorship as daughter of Mother India. Standing through the sunroof of a car, she greeted people with folded hands and sought support for AAP candidate Mahabal Mishra from the West Delhi constituency. People showered flower petals on her from their balconies as her carcade winded through the Mall Road, also known as Lala Ganesh Das Khatri Marg. Tesla CEO Elon Musk arrived in Beijing on Sunday on an unannounced visit, where he was expected to discuss the rollout of full self-driving software and permission to transfer data overseas, according to a person with knowledge of the matter. Chinese state media reported that he met Premier Li Qiang in Beijing, during which Li told Musk that Tesla's development in China could be regarded as a successful example of US-China economic and trade cooperation. Tesla reached an accord with Chinese authorities for a plant in Shanghai, its first outside the United States, in 2018. Will Jacks unleashed a batting barrage and shared an unbroken 166-run partnership with Virat Kohli as Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Gujarat Titans by 9 wickets in the Indian Premier League on Sunday. In the late game, skipper Rituraj Gaikwad smacked 98 runs off 54 balls to lead Chennai Super Kings to a 78-run win over Sunrisers Hyderabad. Jack scored his first IPL 100 off 41 balls, finishing 100 not out, which included 10 sixes as Bengaluru chased down Gujarat's 200-3 in 20 overs with 24 balls to spare at the Narendra Modi Stadium. Kohli scored 70 not out of 44 balls at the other end as Bengaluru passed the victory target to reach 206-1 in 16 overs. Chasing another high total to mathematically stay in contention for a knockout spot, 10th place Bengaluru made a good start. Kohli and opening partner Faf du Plessis, 24, put on 40 off 23 balls.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.